The bill wouldn't target your average shoplifter, but rather boosters or professional thieves who steal several items which they sell for profit. Dave Story, president of the Wisconsin Retail Council, says thieves are currently charged with a misdemeanor for stealing less than $2,500 worth of items. The bill would make it a felony to steal $1,500 or more. Story supports the bill, but he says the felony amount would still be higher than retail theft amounts considered a felony in surrounding states.
I would bet anything that there are people that know what they're doing and they're coming across the border from Minnesota or from the Upper Peninsula or from Illinois to steal in this state.
Frank Moscato agrees. He supervises retail crime investigations for Walgreens. Moscato says they have around 200 stores in the state and have suffered significant losses as the result of retail theft.
With boosters, professional thieves, it's much harder to deal with. And where the felony levels are high, it's even that much harder again.
And Tomah Police Chief Wes Revels says two thieves recently attempted to steal $2,300 worth of items from a Walmart.
We did increase our fines for that, but that's only a part of a solution.
Revels says public awareness can also stop retail theft. The State Senate Judiciary Committee will address the bill tomorrow. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.